Good morning. We have a story of two friends who made it through the pandemic so far. Marilyn Hacker and Karthika Nair live in Paris, and they're both poets who spent their time in isolation writing a book together.
They wrote almost every day for a year in the form of a renga.
A renga is a Japanese form of syllabic poetry. And the second poet picks up a word in the last line of the preceding chaka and starts with a line that includes that word.
Hacker picked this collaborative form to connect to someone she had something in common with. Nair had just been diagnosed with a tumor, and Hacker could relate.
I had gone through chemotherapy myself some years ago, so it was not an experience that was entirely strange to me.
I think I was very apprehensive of my brain shutting down as well, because chemo was very heavy on me. And the possibility of maintaining a creative collaboration was just so precious.
Nair says working together strengthened their friendship.
Even though we met perhaps 3 times across the 367 days of the renga, we were so present in each other's mind homes.
And here they read an excerpt.
Claire, critical care intern, size for one, after 20 hours on breathless feet, evening applause is sweet, but she'd choose PPE over the president's praise and eggs on grocery shelves.
Shelves in the J20 are still filled with coffee, cheese, brown eggs, gariguette, Greek yogurt, milk, wine. But I hurry, forget tomatoes, get out of harm's way, masked, gloved, as fast as I can.
Their book is called A Different Distance, and it comes out next week.